Now, conversation this morning, we're talking about the 51% black equity tender pre-qualification criteria, which was found to be invalid. And that is why we are joined by our brother, that is legal analyst Jabu Rakwena. Good morning, Jabu. And thank you so much, my brother, for taking the time to speak to us. Do you think that where we are right now, as far as the service delivery is concerned, do you think that the BEE policy worked in our favor, or perhaps it did not?
Look, the challenge that we are faced with is implementation. And the greatest challenge that we are also grappling with is the fact that as the component that is earmarked to benefit from BEE, we are not united in terms of how we address and advance this issue.
Yeah.
I mean, there are criticisms of the fact that BEE has tend to be elitist. It caters for a selected few and so on. And we are not dealing with those challenges. In fact, we are the ones who are either promoting consciously or unconsciously those challenges. The other thing is those that are opposed to BEE policies are united, and they come as a united force. That is why they were able to win the case.
Yeah.
Because they understand the regulations and they seek issues that gaps that they can be able to penetrate and challenge some of these provisions. I mean, it's a good provision to have 51%. In fact, 51% is even less. Companies should be forced to transform. I mean, if you look at the demographics of the country, black schools should be a huge majority.
Yeah.
And why should we put the bar 50%? We could up the bar to say 60% of ownership should benefit from government procurement. And that would force companies to change. It would force companies, even banks, to change their policies. I mean, if you look at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, who owns the majority of companies that are there? It's not black people. And yet, 30 years down the line, we see how it is. And we're busy seeing people using their resilience to challenge and to recede whatever gains that we've managed to get.
Yeah.
In the past 30 years.
Well, my brother, I sadly have to let you go. We're out of time, but we truly appreciated you taking the time to speak to us. Thank you again.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that's legal analyst Obuchabu Rakwena. I'm sure you've heard his point of view, but perhaps you too have your own point of view as far as that is concerned. So you can share with us using our WhatsApp number.